Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our TOEIC unit. These are words that you're going to see popping up on a TOEIC exam. And so you want to pay particularly close attention to some of these words and phrases. You want to be extra prepared for the TOEIC exam. Sometimes how you score on your TOEIC will really determine where you get to go to school if you're applying to study abroad. So these are really great units that you can use as a study guide, especially if you've got a TOEIC test coming up in the near future.
Absolutely. So, of course, we wish you the best of luck in
yes,
your TOEIC examination. We hope
yeah.
you pass with flying colors
yes.
and can get on with your career and be very successful. Now, of course, in today's lesson, we're going to talk about airports.
Cool.
So, yes, after you've taken the TOEIC test and the GRE or whatever, you've been accepted to a university overseas, and in order to get to your university, you're going to have to pass through an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you probably know this already. If you haven't traveled yourself or if you have relatives that have traveled, you know that sometimes there are problems that happen when you're traveling.
Oh,
so, of
yeah.
course, airports and airlines are always trying to figure out ways to improve conditions for passengers,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're talking about today. We've got Claudia. And she's introducing the new airport's features that will help make your journey more pleasurable in the future. So let's get to it. Let's find out what this is all about. Let's listen to today's lesson one time. Claudia is introducing AMC Airport's new features to reporters.
I'm excited to show you around AMC Airport's new Terminal 3. Designing and constructing this building took a number of years, but we're really proud of the end result. We took customer feedback into account in the design, and many of the features we've installed are based on their suggestions. Here's one of the main things people talked about, the shower rooms. We're aware that AMC Airport is a hub for many airlines, so people spend time here waiting for connecting flights. These showers help them freshen up before the next leg of their journey. They're free to use for first class and business class passengers, but other travelers can also use them for a small fee. Now, this area is something we're particularly pleased with. A common complaint was that while we have spacious and comfortable lounges and excellent shopping and dining areas, the waiting areas at each boarding gate left much to be desired. To improve these areas, we've installed new chairs, specially designed for AMC Airport. Each chair has good back support and a footrest that can be tucked out of the way, as well as individual charging stations for passengers' phones and other devices. Furthermore, each chair has a fold-away table in the armrest, just like an airplane seat. There are many more amazing new features in AMC Airport, but the key takeaway is this. Everything was designed with the passengers' needs in mind.
All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about today's lesson. The title is Improving Our Airport Experience. So, of course, you know, the amount of people traveling every year keeps going up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
So airports need to expand all the time. When I first came to Taiwan many years ago, there was just the one terminal, okay? And while I lived in Taiwan, of course, they built the second terminal. And now they're working on the third terminal. So many people have heard about Taiwan's hospitality and their great food that they just want to come here in droves. And, of course, more and more people in Taiwan want to travel as well, so they need to expand the airport all the time. Now, we're talking about an airport called AMC Airport. It doesn't really exist, but it's interesting because this airport also has Terminal 3 that they're working on.
Right. Terminal here is not an adjective. It's being used as a noun. And if you're talking about a noun, you're talking about a building in an airport where the arrival and departure of passengers takes place. So a terminal is really important. Typically, when you go to the airport, you look at the signs to try to see which terminal your airline is in. Some airlines are in a couple, but usually it's just one terminal that you're assigned as an airline. So it can also be used, though, just to let you know as an adjective, and it's used quite frequently as an adjective. If you ride on the MRT here in Taipei, at least, you'll hear an announcement that says, "This is the terminal station," which is the last stop on that particular line. So terminal as an adjective can mean the end or the extremity of something, something that's extreme. It also, though, can mean something that is connected with death. Perhaps you have a disease like terminal cancer. Means you have a type of cancer that is leading to your death. You will definitely be passing away from that. That's sad. So terminal cancer is often heard, or he's terminal. You'll hear doctors say, perhaps in a movie or on a TV show, if someone's terminal, it means they're not going to survive from whatever accident or perhaps operation or disease that they have.
But don't worry, if you go to the airport, you're going to survive your flight, so don't be nervous about that. Terminal here is just talking about where flights end. After they land in Taiwan and come up to the gate, their flight is over. So
or
that's why we're calling.
Too.
It's interesting because
departure and arrival.
We don't really call it something to do with starting.
Right. No.
We're talking about it ending here. Uh-huh. So we've got the word terminal, but in any case, yes, in Taoyuan, they've got the airport with three terminals, or at least two that are complete and one that's under construction.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Claudia says she's excited to show people around the new Terminal 3. Designing and constructing this building took a number of years, but we're really proud of the end result. This might be something you hear in the future, because Terminal 3 is not complete yet. I don't know if they've actually begun construction yet, but they've already figured out where the MRT is going to stop there at Terminal 3, so it should be pretty cool when it's finished.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain right now, though, I have to say. Usually when you take off from the airport, you have to wait in line for a long time, that long line of planes. Now, we've got Claudia here who says that they took a lot of customer feedback into account, or they considered customers' comments in their design. So if you take something into account, it means you considered it. You need to take into account my great attitude in class before you give me a grade, professor, you know. So feedback is just information or reactions to something. It could be reactions to a new product. Maybe your customers are giving you feedback or their reactions about your new product that they really like or they don't, what they like about it, what they hate about it. Please, guys, I teach a lot of business people and they use feedback as a verb. Do not use this as a verb. You can't say this. For example, can you feedback me regarding this particular product? No, guys, I can give someone feedback. Someone can give feedback, but you cannot feedback somebody. So be really careful with that. Feedback here is only a noun.
You get feedback also if you have the volume on your microphone turned up too loudly. You get that sound. That is feedback. But in this particular case, we're talking about comments from people who have had this experience. And then they say, well, you know, if it were me, I would have had the terminal have the escalators over here and not there, et cetera, et cetera. So they took their feedback into account.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback also is a non-count noun, so please do not add an S to this.
Oh, yes.
That's a big problem as
well. Yeah.
So they took the feedback of the customers into account. They considered it when designing, and many of the features we've installed are based on their suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. They did their homework here, asking passengers how they feel about the old terminals and how they could improve the new one.
So here's one of the main things people talked about. So they probably took a survey and asked people what they thought about the terminals. Hey, what do you like? What do you hate? One of the most popular comments, or one of the things they heard the most, and we're describing it as one of the main things people talked about, happened to be the shower rooms. So what did they want? They wanted a place to shower. A lot of times people flying into Asia are coming from far, far away. Perhaps they're coming from the States or even farther. They're coming from Europe. It's just a long ride. It's a long flight. And sometimes when they get off the plane, they have to go straight into a business meeting. and they would like to look good. So if you can take a shower before a big meeting, you're going to feel more confident. It says here, we're aware that AMC Airport is a hub for many airlines, so people spend time here waiting for connecting flights. A hub is a word you'll see often in relation to airports. It's just a place where a lot of airlines will fly into this particular city or hub that's an airport. And then you'll go from that flight, which is a huge plane usually, to a smaller flight that goes to a smaller city. Big hubs are Chicago, San Francisco,
Atlanta.
Yeah. And it's usually a hub for one particular airline. Other airlines can fly into that particular city, but usually one city will, or one airport will just be, you know, a hub for one particular airline. I know that Phoenix is a hub for Southwest Airlines. That's not the airline I want. And so sometimes I have to take a different flight to get to where I want to go because my airline doesn't fly into Phoenix. So anyway, a hub. A hub is also used as the central part of a wheel, right?
The middle of the wheel,
the middle of it rotates on the axle. And then the spokes or those little thin steel things go out from the hub.
Out to the rim, exactly. If you're talking about a bicycle wheel, of course, where the wheel attaches to the frame, that's the hub. Mm. And this is a hub for airlines. And, of course, AMC Airport is a hub for many airlines, as Claudia says here. So she goes on to say, so people spend time here waiting for connecting flights. So that's your flight to someplace, and then you're getting on a different flight. For example,
usually to a smaller city.
To smaller or farther away.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you might get your connecting flight to Europe in Hong Kong. You fly to Hong Kong and then get your connecting flight to Amsterdam, et cetera, et cetera. You used to have to do that in the old days when there were no direct flights from Taiwan to mainland China.
Uh-huh.
You had to get your connecting flight in Hong Kong.
True.
But now you can fly directly. So in any case, this is what they're suggesting here for the showers. These showers help them freshen up before the next leg of their journey. So leg here just means a section of their flight. Like for me, of course, when I go back to Des Moines, the first leg is Taipei to Tokyo, and then Tokyo to Detroit, and then Detroit to Des Moines. So those are, how many legs is that? Maybe three legs, four legs or so?
Different parts.
Different parts, different sections.
And we use leg as a measure word for trips or journeys. You can't just use it for anything, guys. You guys have certain measure words for different types of things, right? Well, leg is for a journey or a trip. I've got two legs on my journey home to my parents. First fly to San Francisco. Then I go straight to Phoenix. But I used to have to go through Japan. That was their hub. My airline would go through to Japan and get the big plane. But now we can fly from Taiwan to San Francisco is where I usually go. Thank goodness. They're free, it says, to use. These are passengers to use the first class and business class passengers because the cost of their ticket is so high. It's expensive to fly first or business class. They provide this service, these showers, for free. But if you're in economy or economy plus, you can pay a small fee and use the showers as well. Now, this area, it sounds like she's taking them on a tour. So we're going somewhere else, and she says this area is something we're particularly pleased with. A common complaint was that while we have spacious and comfortable lounges and excellent shopping, the waiting areas were really pretty bad. So spacious just means lots of room. You never feel crowded if it's spacious. And a lounge, it's just an area in an airport where there are lots of seats and, you know, people can sit and relax, reading, talking with friends, maybe even sleeping if they can sleep sitting up and waiting for the particular flight.
Right. So that might be true of the Taoyuan airport here. Lots of areas in Terminal 2 there have spacious lounges.
Uh-huh.
They're spacious, lots of space, and there are places where you can sit down and be comfortable. But
when
you get to the boarding gate, well, the seats are smaller, and they're more like the seats you would expect on a bus or something like that. So that's why we're saying those waiting areas left much to be desired, which means they could be improved. They're not great, so they could be improved. You could say that about a lot of things. My grades leave much to be desired. I need to improve my grades. And to improve these areas, we've installed new chairs specially designed for AMC Airport. So they're chairs or seats. And each chair has good back support and a footrest that can be tucked out of the way as well as individual charging stations for passengers' phones and other devices. So again, they're trying to improve the seating at the boarding gate, where you actually get on your plane, where you wait for your flight. So these seats have good back support, so you can lean back and feel comfortable.
Good.
And you can get even more comfortable with that footrest, okay, something that you can put your feet on. And if you don't want to have that thing, well, you can tuck it away.
So tuck it out of the way, too.
That's right, tuck it out of the way. So if you tuck something or tuck it in or tuck it out of the way, that means you move it out of the way. Like, of course, a lot of people like to tuck in their shirts. You tuck your shirt inside your trousers so you can look spiffy that way.
Yeah, you look a little nicer. You can also tuck someone in, which means you're going to take usually a child and put them into bed so they can go to sleep. We use it there. But typically, we use tuck mostly, as Tom used it, to tuck in a shirt. Women tuck in their shirts as well. You take that end and you push it into the waistband of your pants. So these tuck out of the way or can be tucked out of the way, which just means you can push them out of the way so they're not out there where your feet can use them. Furthermore, it says, in addition, even more, this chair has that we haven't told you about, it has a foldaway table in the armrest, just like an airplane seat. You know, we have kind of the tray table that can then be put up on the back of the seat when you need to land, or, you know, when you're told you have to put the tray table away. There are many more amazing new features in AMC Airport, but the key takeaway, guys, is used in business to talk about whatever message during a meeting or presentation that that person wants you to remember. That's the key takeaway. What's the key takeaway? Well, everything we designed was done with the passengers' needs in mind. So everything they produced was because the passengers demanded it or wanted it, and they want to please the passengers.
Indeed. So hopefully these improvements will also be made for Terminal 3 of the Taoyuan Airport. We have to wait and see.
That'd be great.
It would be great indeed. So that brings us to the end of our explanation here. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 今天多语英文要来看如何做简报。Claudia 正在对记者介绍机场的新设施。首先我们来看整篇简报的第一段第二句的地方。设计和建造这些建筑呢，事情花时间，通常用 take 这个字，而人在花时间呢，习惯用 spend。 A number of 表示很多，在 a 跟 number 之间放到一个数量形容词，例如说A great number of 就变成很多， A small number of 就变很少。好，花了很多年之后呢，我们呢感到自豪。那接着当然要说明有哪些特色咯。我们看第一个特色在第二段的地方，第一句 We took 点点点 into account。 Account 原来是账户或说明的意思，这是一个动词片语， take something into account， 也就是说将什么列入考虑顾及的意思。我们会将顾客的 feedback 回馈列入考虑在设计上，而且有很多的特征特色。地理特征就是 a geographical feature。 好，人的五官也可以用 features 这个字哦，他五官分明，就是 he has strong features。 在 features 后面还有一个省略会取的一个形容词子句 we've installed 来形容。 install 就是安装安置，我们安装了很多的特色，都是基于他们的建议，这些新特色都是顾客建议的。接着呢，我们来看第三句的地方。我们都 aware， aware 是明白了解的意思，它是形容词，用法 aware of something 或者是 aware that 一件事情。我们都知道啊， AMC 机场呢是一个 hub， hub 是中心枢纽的意思。伦敦是金融业的中心，我们就可以说 London is the hub of the financial business， 对于许多的航空公司。所以人们要花时间在这里 waiting for， wait for 等待，它用 ing 是因为它放在 spend 这个动词的后面，等待一些转接的班机。好，下一句，那这些淋浴间呢可以帮助他们 freshen up。 fresh 是新鲜，加个字尾 en 就变动词，使凉爽，使清爽的意思。后面这个 up 有时候也可以省略，直接写成 freshen 就可以了。 在他们下一个 leg 不是当腿哦，这里我们是把它当成飞机航程的其中一段 journey 长途旅行，在下一个旅程当中淋浴一下会让他们更清爽。我们来看第二个特色，请到第三段第二句的地方，常听到的抱怨是 that 点点点，这是一个名词子句，当做这个抱怨的主词补语。好，在这句子当中的 while 啊，它是当连接词，表示尽管。尽管我们有非常宽敞的 spacious 宽敞的舒适的 lounges 是休息室，当做动词的时候表示懒洋洋的站着或坐着， he lounges on the bench， 他懒洋洋的躺在长椅上。好，还有呢很棒的购物以及用餐区，但是呢在登机门的这些等待区啊， left much to be desired， left 是 leave 的过去式，留下， desired 想要渴望的意思， to be desired 有 to be expected 的意味， left much to be desired 留下许多被人期许的地方，也就是说不尽人意，有待改善。相反的，如果将 much 改成 nothing 或者是 little， 那整个就变成没什么好挑剔，让人家满意极了。我们来看第四句的地方，每一个椅子啊都有很好的 back support 背部的支撑，和一个 footrest 脚踏板，它后面呢还有一个 that 形容词子句来修饰。那中间的 tuck 是塞进去的意思，将衣服塞进裤子，Tuck the shirt into the trousers， 缩小腹 ,tuck the tummy in， out of the way 表示不妨碍不碍事的意思。第三个特点 as well as and 的意思来连接。Individual 是个人的， charging stations 就是充电站。charge 呢有开价或控告的意思，这里我们把它当成充电， to charge the battery 就是给电池充电。好，这三个东西啊都会在每张椅子上配备着哦。我们现在要下结论了，到第四段的地方逗点之后， but 但是 the key takeaway， key 是关键的， takeaway 呢是有当外卖的意思，但是这里我们另外一个意思叫做主要资讯。很有意思的地方是它主要资讯这个含义啊跟它字面的意思不太能连结。好，我们主要的讯息呢就是说每个东西都是被设计的，伴随着什么呢？ in mind， 也就是说考虑到的意思。好，以考量旅客的需求为我们设计的要点。以上是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're going to talk about useful expressions now. Attention grabbing. How do you get someone's attention? Well, here's number one. Here's what's most important about this for you. If you want people to really pay attention, sometimes people stop listening to you after a while. It's probably what you're doing right now, isn't it?
Mm.
Pay attention. Mm. Well, so a way to get someone's attention is to say, what's most important here for you?And then continue on. So what's most important about this for you? Hey, this phone has a better camera than any other phone on the market. So some of these phrases can be used. If you really want to hone in or get someone's attention on a particular feature, especially if you're selling a new product.
Yeah, especially when you use the word you.
Yeah.
Then you might say, hey, me? This involves me. Hey, I'm going to pay attention now.
Yeah.
And of course, you don't want to overuse the word important, you know. Kind of wait until the end to use that word because it has more power.
Yeah.
And then people will actually perk up and listen to you.
Right.
And so, yes, of course, people like to have a better camera in their phone than other phones. Now, here's the second useful expression for attention grabbing. If you only remember one thing about my talk, it should be the fact that despite all the progress we've made, there's still more work to be done. So, yes, one thing. If you say it that way, then people will say, oh, I need to remember that one important thing. It's going to be on the test or something like that. So if you only remember one thing, or if there's only one thing to take away from this, or one takeaway from what I'm saying, yes, you have to remember that we still need to improve things.
So here's number three. Many people have said, our products have too much packaging. Ooh, wasted boxes and stuff you throw away. And you know what? We listened. So, yeah, people have said this, and so what's the result? Did you change anything? And you know what? We listened. Yeah, that's really important. So these are just some attention-grabbing phrases you might use the next time you have a presentation or you're presenting before customers and you want them to focus on something in particular. Here's a discussion question I'll ask you, Tom. What is the nicest airport you've ever been to? Why did you like it so much?
Well, of course, I love Taoyuan, but that doesn't count because I go through there so many times. But I'd have to say I really like the airport in Minneapolis because it's got this great little dining court there with lots of different choices for eating while you're waiting for a flight. So, of course, my wife and my daughter just love changing planes in Minneapolis. Even if we have to wait there for 3 or 4 hours, it's always great because of the food. How about you?
Yeah, it's frustrating for me here in Asia in particular because it's harder to find food, little snack food things you can take to the airplane and eat on board. It's too crowded, but I like San Francisco because they have Ghirardelli chocolate, which is a great brand. They also have Indiana popcorn, cheddar flavor, which I love. It's the only place I can find it. I like Salt Lake City because they have Cinnabuns for sale. Those are cinnamon rolls that are really big and yummy and delicious. So yeah, for me too, Tom, it's about food and what food is available, not just restaurants, but snack stuff that I can take on board. Yeah, that's the only thing that gets me frustrated here in Asia is I can't find enough junk food to buy and eat on board. I kind of treat myself when I fly. It's hard to fly so many hours. So I let myself eat junk food.
You might as well have fun. You only do it once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. And that's all for our program. So please join us again next time when we continue talking about flying and passing through airports. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.